Hello.
Hi, Alexis. This is Natalie. Sorry we got this all messed up. And everybody who's listening, I have a beautiful lady on the other end here. We had to make a few adjustments. We had a storm come through here. And she was sweet enough, and I said, hold on. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. Anyways, how are you tonight, Alexis? Okay?
Yes, we had the storm in New York as well.
Oh, really? Well, you know, I'm in South Carolina. And what happened was is I had a lightning struck one of my trees, broke it off, fell on my roof. I mean, it kind of fell on my roof, but it was so strong. And, you know, I mean, you can hear it in my voice. I just take matters into hand, and I get the job done.
Yeah.
So we're live on the air right now. So, everybody, I want to introduce my guest tonight, the lovely Alexis Brink. She's an amazing woman. I mean, I got something else in the mail today about you, about your energy medicine to heal yourself. And I know everybody is going to be really excited to hear all about you and your book and what you do and your institute in New York City. So I think what I'll do is we'll begin because we already started late, and I do apologize to you. Not too bad, though, actually. What is it, 8:03? That's not bad.
No, pretty good. Not bad at all. It's still thundering here in New York.
Is it really?
Is it really?
Yes. Well, it's really amazing. I mean, we get southern storms here. But the guy said to me, well, how is it now? I said, well, the sun is shining.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of blew in and then it blew out, but it did a little number here, but everything is okay now. So tell me, how did Alexis get started into all of this? This is beautiful. Is this anything like similar to Reiki?
You know, yes, it is similar. It's similar to acupuncture as well. Instead of needles, we use hands. So that makes it very easy to practice on ourselves. And you mentioned Reiki. And Reiki also, when you start to work with energy, all of these modalities overlap. But the art of Jinshin is very specific to the person. So whereas Reiki is a more general treatment, this is very specific. When somebody comes in with a particular problem or project, as we call them, then I tune into exactly where the cause is for that person. And I think that's what makes it a little bit different. So it's very specific to the person and to the specific project they have.
Right. I know about Reiki because, I mean, I think I'm a second. But I have a friend who's got all the modalities. I hope she's listening tonight. She would just love to hear you. Now, you pronounce this Jiutsu. Is that how you say it?
It's called Jinshin Jitsu. And Jitsu means art in Japanese, which is a skillful, masterful technique, really. And so I'm calling the book The Art of Jinshin because it's just easier to remember for people than Jinshin Jitsu. So, The Art of Jinshin.
Well, you know, I've got your book here, and I have to tell everybody. I mean, they all know that the book has to feel good. I mean, I love books that feel good. I always, you know, I touch the book. Your book has such a wonderful feel. I mean, it just makes you feel good. And it's got a beautiful cover. And if I saw it on the shelf, I would be led to buy it because of the feel and the way it looks. That's really important to Natalie. Some people just don't care, but I do because a lot of people read online, and I don't like to do that. I mean, I've got stuff sent to me, and I'll say, just send me the book. I want to read the book. Mm-hmm. I want to hold the book. It's so important. So how did you get into this in the first place? I mean, take me back.
30 years ago? Okay.
Let's let everybody hear all about you. I want to hear all about you. I mean, I'm fascinated with this. I really am.
Well, I came to the United States when I was 18 to be a dancer. And so I got to this company called the American Dance Machine. And I had a very, very tough teacher, Lee Theodore. And she just, in the end of the class, we were always like on the floor, just like dying. And I got this knee injury, which which stopped me from dancing. And so I would get out of shape. I had to be off it for 6 weeks at a time. And then a friend of mine took me to a session that he was taking because he had MS. And so after his session, the woman who was treating him said to me, "So why are you here?" And I said, "Well, it's this knee injury." And she did something with my toes, and I was able to go back to rehearsal the next day. And
wow.
Yeah, it was really extraordinary. And so I took one of her workshops the following week, actually. She got me right into it. And, you know, I said, this is what I want to do the rest of my life. So not only did it heal my knee injury, but it became my life's work after that. And there was just something about it that made so much sense to me, and it was the philosophy, which really made me feel like I was part of something bigger than myself. And because I came from Holland so young, I felt kind of lonely. And so this modality really made me feel connected to a bigger source, which is the universal energy that we work with.
Right, right. But a lot of people don't really understand it, and that's why having a guest like you on my show really helps everybody, because there are a lot of things that we can do. I had acupuncture once. I was a little nervous with it. He was a medical doctor, and I had had some liver issues. While it was it wasn't hepatitis, but it really knocked me for a loop. I mean, I almost died. So he said to me, "Let's do this. I want to see how things are." And he put these you know what it is, but the audience might not. They have these little tiny needles, and they kind of do a tap, tap, tap. I mean, they don't drive it in your skin, but it's just enough that it kind of the needle itself kind of sways a little, but it's down and it's in your skin. And he put these things all over me and on my toes. And he said, now I told him that I was very ill. He said, "Don't tell me what happened to you." I said, "Okay." He said, "I don't want to know." And wherever he put these few needles, he said to me, "It was your liver, right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, the good news is you are making a great recovery. Whatever they did for you, whatever, it's feeling really, really good." And he was a medical doctor. He was an osteopath, as a matter of fact. But he did this on the side, and then he did sleep studies, and he was just the most amazing man because he did all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's my first experience with acupuncture. And he said, "You're not going to have to come back." And I said, "Really?" He said, no, because you're on the road to recovery already." So,
yeah.
So by her, this lady did something to your toes and it helped your knees. Is that what it was?
Yes. I mean, and we can explain it. It is she went into my little toe, which helps the kidney energy, and that energy pathway moves up the inside of the leg and through the knee. So it's not really that mysterious when you start to understand it. I mean, the point is really when energy starts to flow correctly and in the right direction, then the body can heal itself. And so that's the concept, whether it's acupuncture or jinshinjutsu or Reiki. And so it's a really wonderful, easy way for people to use. And the art of jinshin is so easy because you can apply it in a very simple way yourself. And that's why, you know, that's hard with needles, right? So it's very pleasant,
yeah,
actually, when you practice it on yourself or when you get a
right,
session
and
for
needles,
somebody.
I mean, you have to know exactly where to put them. I mean, he did a lot of them, but he was seeking, you know, he was looking. And he just fascinated me, you know. I looked at him, I said, "How'd you know?" He said, "Because where I put the two needles, I could tell. I felt something there." And he was a sensitive also, so he knew. And just like Reiki, now I have, I forget what the level is, but she's got all these modalities. She's a master, that's what she is, and she's got all these modalities. She said, "Well, you know, I can give you number three." And I said, "You know, as busy as I am, I'm lucky that I can remember what I have to do anyways." And so I stopped at the level two. And but she has... that's what I'm hoping she's listening, because she would just love this. I mean, this is right up her alley. And so now you have an institute in New York, correct, in New York City?
Yes, I do, yes. So,
okay, so
Yeah, I teach.
How long have you had that? I mean, you came over here. You met this lady. You were a dancer, and you had to take care of your knee, and then all of a sudden you could go back to rehearsals again. Then what happened after that?
Well, after that, her name is Philomena, my teacher, Philomena Dooley, and she. I asked her if she could, you know, if I could work with her to learn, and so she said, okay, yes, but you have to get your license first in massage, which I did, and then I went out to work with her. She lived in New Jersey at the time. I would go several times a week to work with her, and very quickly she started to send me clients because I guess she felt I was ready to work with people, and my practice filled up immediately, and I got my dance teacher to come to me who had a neck problem, and I fixed it up in a couple of sessions, and she started to send all of the dancers to me. So that was the beginning of my practice, and then it evolved and changed, and this is really my life's path, and I really love this work, because when you work on others or when you work on yourself and you harmonize your energy, you're just in alignment just feel really good. And that is important. And it's so powerful to be able to help yourself, I think. And for your listeners, I think that is a really important concept, is that it's so easy to help yourself and get rid of symptoms and harmonize the body and create a daily self-help routine to be in alignment and to feel good and to keep your body healthy. So it also works preventatively.
So now tell me, so every day, I mean, I have the book, so I've got all of the, everything that you need to do in your book. I mean, like I said, it's a beautiful book, really. You have in there somebody, maybe it was a student, that shows all the things that you can do. It's very, very detailed. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start looking at this because this is wonderful, really. I love cultures. I've never been out of the United States, but I love cultures, and this is culture. This is cultural to me.
This shows that it is.
And you can have respect for other cultures because they do things not like here, not like you go to a doctor here. There, they have so many ways that are not going to be harmful to your body, but help your body, and it's working. You're working with your energy. And when I have somebody that's on the show that talks about energy, I mean, I'm flying with it because that's what I love. Everything is energy, everything, your thoughts, everything. And I learned that from this lady who gave me, who was my mentor, and she's been my mentor for years. And I learned a lot from her. She's the one that taught me about energy. I mean, you would have thought, well, how else do you learn? You've got to learn from somebody, don't you, Alexis?
Absolutely.
There has to be somebody, a mentor in your life, somebody, a teacher, first time, that's going to show you something. And if you pay attention, but you have to pay attention, you're just going to grow and expand with it. I mean, it's just wonderful.
True.
Now, okay. Yeah, so for example, say somebody comes in and says, oh, Alexis, I've got this awful headache. Okay, it's like almost like a migraine. What do you do? How do you assess that and how do you help them?
The basic principle, if there's a project, and we call problems, we turn them into projects. You understand my language, because it's fun to work with. So if there's a project above the waist, let's say a migraine, you want to bring the energy down. So a migraine is on the side of the head, generally. So that's related to the gallbladder energy. So you can hold two points on your leg, which are on the gallbladder energy line, and you bring the energy down, and you're holding two points on the gallbladder line energy. And so the headache will go away, because often when people have a migraine, you can't even go near the head. And so just by holding two points on the leg, the energy will start to move down and the migraine will begin to diminish. The same with depression, anxiety. You know, they're very easy holds that you can do. You want to bring the energy down. So it's really moving the energy out of the congested area.
It makes sense. We've got to get it out of there. How do you get it? Well, you can't go up with it. You got to come down with it. I mean, it makes perfect sense to me, right?
Exactly.
Right? Well,
yeah.
I wish I was near you.
Yeah, but see, I mean, This is why I wrote the book, is because you can't do this on yourself. And all of my clients, they work on themselves every day or often, and they get into it more and more. Because when you have your hands, you can do it yourself. You can apply them to your own body in simple ways and start to move the energy. As soon as the energy starts to move, the body will heal itself. And you will feel good.
Now, have you ever been to Japan?
Yes, I have. I went to study with Dr. Kato, who was one of Jiromurai's students. Jiromurai is the father of Jinshin Jitsu. And, so I did go. I went with my teacher. She invited me to come along. That was very interesting. It's a little bit different in Japan because in Japan, they already understand what universal energy is or ancestral energy.
Okay.
And so in the United States or in the West, the philosophy is more important because it's not an innate part of us. It is an innate part of us, but we have to relearn it because it's not part of our culture. And so that was the difference in Japan and United States. And here you get a treatment.
But do they use the same techniques that you use?
Yes.
Would you use here in the States over there in Japan, or is it a little different? Or basically they move the energy. If you go in with a headache, I know exactly what we need to do here. We need to make it go down because it's sitting there. Like you said, it's a good word, congested. It's breeding. It's just sitting there. It's festering and boiling, and that's what happens with migraines. I mean, they can be really bad. And the cure here, well, there isn't a cure, but you're supposed to be in the dark, or that's supposed to help if you're in total darkness. But I've often thought to myself, now, how is that going to help your head? Really, think about it.
To be in the dark?
I mean, it's not. Yeah, you're supposed to go in a dark room and stay and maybe put some compresses on your forehead. But what you're teaching, and it makes perfect sense, but they don't look at it, the regular doctors or the doctors, they don't look at it as energy. See, they have it all, they just try to fix what it is. And
exactly,
right?
Yeah, so in the West, they look more at just the symptom. It's a headache,
yes.
So we're going to it's like putting a Band-Aid on it when they give medicine, right? And
right,
that can be helpful because the symptom will go away temporarily. But in energy work like this, like the art of Jinshin, you go to the cause of it. And so you clear it on a deeper level, which is important so that it can stay away and also that it doesn't become something else.
Yes.
And that is one of the big differences between Eastern and Western medicine. In the Eastern, we go to the cause of the project, which, you know, all the answers are in the body. That's what's so interesting. You can always find the cause in the body by, you know, when you look at the safety energy locations that you're holding, you can find the congestion. And when you open the congestion, the energy can flow in the body. So that's how it works.
And it makes perfect sense to me. It really, really does. So if you have, like, arthritis. Now, I'm not diagnosing, but I'm talking to you about it. Say you have arthritis in your finger. Say you're in a finger, you have arthritis. It's really hurting. Now, you have to move that up your arm, but then where do you go with it? You know what I'm saying? Because you can't go to the end of your finger, or can you? Maybe you. How would you deal with that? I'm just curious.
So, I mean, the easiest way to we always put a project into a depth, which is a cycle of energy. So arthritis falls into the fourth depth, which is the element of water. You may have heard of that if you've studied some Chinese medicine. But so you can hold your index finger, and that will help to harmonize that energy level. The index finger helps to harmonize fear. And that's very much the cause of arthritic conditions, or at least it falls into that cycle of energy. So that's a very, the easiest way to harmonize projects is by holding the fingers. And even if you never write a book or if you never want to hear about this anymore, the thing you can walk away with is holding each of your fingers and the palm, because by doing that, you will harmonize the entire body and all your emotions. So that's very powerful already. And
it
so
is.
It's in a very simple way, you can do that. So again, arthritis, just start by holding your index finger and breathe. And then
I think I injured my thumb on my right hand, and because I'm a typist and I type every single day, it never has a chance to rest. But okay, so it's my thumb, and it's, if you move up my thumb, you're giving me a little diagnosis here. you didn't know you were doing this today, did you? It's kind of like that joint between my thumb and my wrist. It's right there. Actually, I'm missing something there. Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? It's like if you move your thumb, it's going to hurt right at that joint. So
yes.
I would hold my index finger. Is that what I would do?
Well, yes. Or you can also hold right on that spot where it feels tight. I know that feeling. You can also go to your elbow on the same line of the thumb. If you go to your elbow.
Okay. So okay. Yes. Got it.
On the same line of the thumb. And then if you go in a little bit deeper with your fingertips, then you may feel congestion there.
Oh, okay.
On the thumb line.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So then you stay with that and you wait till you feel pulsation come up. Do you feel pulsation?
Pulsation from the finger or
from
into the
elbow?
Elbow. Okay.
Yeah. You can go a little bit below the elbow joint on the thumb line, exactly on the same line where that pain is, and then you.
Oh, I see. So it might. So actually, it could be on the. Mine would be on the inside of my elbow.
Yes.
Of my arm. Now, yeah, I see what you're saying. So it's in line with that, right in line with that. Okay, got it. Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
So see everybody that's listening. It makes sense. I mean, it makes total sense. Now the Chinese do something different. They do a lot of herbs and stuff, don't they?
Yes.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, so this is a
Now, what about the Japanese? I mean, I'm fascinated, with, like I said, with cultures. I just, like I said, I've never been there, but
well, like acupuncture and Reiki, they come from Japan. And Jiro Murai, he was born in the early 1900s, and he was terminally ill himself. And so he went up to the mountain cabin, and he healed himself through meditation. Finger mudras, which are hand positions. The eight are actually in the book as well. And fasting. And after 7 days, he healed himself. So he decided to devote the rest of his lifetime to the study and research of what he called Junshin Jutsu. So he studied a lot of the ancient texts from Greek and India and did a lot of research in the Kojiki records, which is like the Japanese Bible. So a lot of research was put into this. And then he formed this this modality, this technique, and which is extremely effective. That's why I stayed with it. I never really studied any other modalities because it's very, very vast and complete, the technique. I've been studying this for 30 years now, and I'm still learning. And not to scare people away, because again, you can just simply hold your fingers and breathe, and you're practicing Jinshin. So you can take it wherever you want or to whatever level you want to take it. And a lot of my clients say they do create a daily self-help routine because it makes them feel really good, and they're exploring and trying different flows on themselves. And Jinshin is really the art of getting to know and help yourself. And that's what's so interesting. You really, your body is really talking to you and telling you what's going on, where you are emotionally, physically, and in the world and in relationship to others and to the bigger picture, to the consciousness, to the universal energy. So It's really a wonderful, beautiful, spiritual, body, mind, and spirit.
And that's right up my alley. And you know, you're not taking any medications. You don't have to rely upon taking anything. You're just using your own energy, basically, to take care of what is bothering you, moving it away. And now tell me something. Okay, say for example, even my thumb. Okay, obviously I injured it. Well, I was pretty sure that I did. So over time, I guess the joint gets a little irritated. You get older, it starts to rub. The joint is rubbing and stuff like that. My other hand is fine, and my other fingers are fine. So something like that, I mean, I guess you would have to start this when you're very young, and you could probably have a very, very healthy body, correct?
Yes, you can, but it depends because it has a lot to do with your lifestyle as well. And I have a young son, and he's college age, and he's struggling himself with some anxiety, and certainly he was brought up with this. So he still needs to work on it as well because, you know, the lives are very stressful, and we all know there's so much anxiety right now from just environment
Everything.
And where we live today.
Yes.
And so, so that shows up, and so this is a way to help that and to harmonize that. And it's interesting because the right side of our body tells us about our lifestyle and how we are dealing with it, like environment, stress, daily stresses, diet, things like that. And then the left side of our body has to do more with older and genetic projects. So if your listeners, if somebody has always something on their right side, it has to do with the lifestyle. And when it's on the left side,
And
it
makes sense with me. Mine was I injured it, and then I couldn't heal it because I type every day. I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah, so that's
you know?
Exactly. So that's the doing
and
side, right?
And I'm right-handed too, Alexis. I'm right-handed. So it makes all the sense in the world. And, you know, I thought, well, maybe you could put something on it to wrap it. Oh, no. All that does is tighten it up, and your circulation is not good. It doesn't do
so
anything
will
for you.
Will you start to hold it, like hold the area and give yourself a little treatment? So if you just place your fingers on, you know, where it hurts you and wait for the pulsation, you will feel that the pulsation in the beginning is very strong, and then it may be quieter.
I must do this. I can feel it. I put my left hand, my fingers on that spot, and I can feel it pulsating already.
Yes, so when it's pulsating very loud, that tells you that there's an injury, because a nice harmonized pulse is very quiet. It's quiet, you can hear it, but it feels like silk, and so you want to wait till it becomes that nice quiet pulse. And when the pulsation is the energy spiraling, so that's the energy moving. So you give yourself a little treatment like that, and you can help to get rid of it. It's like an injury, what you have. It's like a slight injury.
Yeah, so like periodically I should do this throughout the day, just put my hands there and feel the pulsation, matter of maybe a minute, maybe not even that long, right?
Yeah.
And then stop, go about your business, and then later on, a few times a day or once an hour, I guess whatever you feel like.
Exactly.
Because, see, I can feel it pulsating exactly where it is.
Yeah, yeah. And you can even stick your thumb. I'm doing it as you're talking. But you can stick your thumb in it, like right up into that bone there, in that little joint.
Yes, yes. I got it.
And then, and you just hold it, and you'll feel, as you're holding it, that the inflammation will go down. You can go a little bit above it and clear it. So the point is to get the energy to move through the area.
Yeah.
So you want to go a little bit above it, maybe a little bit below it, and really getting to know your body and feel what's going on.
Because it's concentrated there, and obviously that's why it's causing you trouble, because it's a concentration. It's too much in that area. You've got to disperse it. You've got to get it to move so that it has a chance, and it will heal that way. I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. I don't know if my listeners are thinking, well, I don't know about this, but I do know about this. It's true.
They can try it, because we work with 26 locations on the body, and when those are in harmony, there is no dis-ease, when those are open. But what those 26, you know, when one of them gets locked, it's like a little congestion, like a little traffic jam, and when you hold it, it will start to open up and the energy can move through it. So that's exactly the same for in your thumb there. It's a little traffic jam, it's a little congestion, and when you hold it, it starts to open up. And that's when you
okay,
what
and
you
now
feel with
tell the listeners why using my other hand, of course, because the other one is the thumb is injured on the right. Why are you taking energy from your left hand and putting it on there to help to disperse it and break it up? Is that what it is? It's because your left is not having any problems. It's pretty healthy, as far as I know it is. It's only that area that I have a problem with. It's right there. And, you know, the bad part about it is that, you know, when you're right-handed, you're always trying to open a jar. You're always trying to lift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I find myself, if there's something I have to pick up, if it's been hurting me that day, but I'm going to try it. How many times a day should I do this, Alexis?
I mean, like you said, you can do it at any time when you're sitting on a bus or sitting on the subway or waiting for something, or we were waiting
right.
for a
okay.
storm to pass. You can be holding this
yes.
and harmonizing
okay.
yourself.
So it's because the left side or the left hand that I'm using does not have any energy, and it's in its best, it's in good health, so that it would be able to do what I needed to do over that injury. Is that right?
Well, that is true. However, I do like to explain that we use our hands as jumper cables. So, and this is where it is so effective. We use the energy from the light, which is universal energy. And so when we apply the hands, it's almost like a facilitator or like a jumper cable. Like if the battery is dead of a car and you apply the jumper
right.
cables, it reignites the battery. Or in a person's case, it would be the life force. So that if you work on someone else, you're not giving your own energy. You're just simply harmonizing the person's energy. And this is also very easy to do on a loved one. Your partner, or if you have a child or a young child, if they have a fever or a headache, any of these holds you can apply to them. And you're not taking their energy or you're not giving your own energy. You're just simply facilitating the harmonizing of their body. Does that make sense?
I see. No, it makes sense. Well, it does to me. I don't know if it does to the listeners or
yes,
not, but it certainly does to me.
Yeah, so... I mean, this is one of the beauties that, you know, if you don't want to be a professional like me, you can just, if your child has a fever, you can bring down the fever by just doing a simple one-step hold and bring down the fever, or a stomach ache or anything like a cough or digestion.
So you still have to bring
system.
That energy down, like a fever. You still have to go down your body, right? Is that what you still do with it?
Yeah, for fever, there is a specific point in the back of the head
okay.
or on the shoulder blade. So in this book, I have holds for all kinds of things. There's 70 symptoms.
I know. I've been glancing through it as we're talking, and it's amazing. I mean, you know, for the listener, she's actually got people doing all of these, the placements and everything, and a great, you know, index in the back that if you're looking for something like ear problems or all kinds of things. Now, you know, we're not professional. I mean, we're not medical doctors, and we don't do any kind of diagnosis and that kind of thing. These are general practices that are used. I mean, they're used in another country, in Japan. And, you know, it's probably, if you look at the Japanese, they have beautiful skin for the most part. Even mm-hmm. the older ladies have beautiful skin. And I've often looked at them, and I thought, what do they do
mm-hmm.
that we don't do? I mean, I don't eat white rice.
Well, I'm
rice,
doing it.
White rice.
People say I look really young. They can't believe my age. So maybe it's because of all the ginseng. I don't know.
But that's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Yes, I'm thinking that, because if you can help an injury, you should be able to heal anything. I mean, make anything better is what I'm saying. Your face better, your skin better. And now it's everywhere. I see it on Instagram all the time, all these little things, you know, you can do. And they have somebody that's doing all these things with their hands, all these movements. But I really don't pay any attention. I do pay attention, but not like this. I've got this book, and it's a wonderful book. Can you get it on Amazon?
You can get it on Amazon or in sometimes in the local bookstore, because Simon & Schuster published it, so it is out there. But an easy way is Amazon, and they have always have a good deal going on. So, yeah, that's
and you have a website?
I have a website.
CINSHINinstitute.com. That's there. And you even have, what's this other method? It's called the Murai.
Oh, the Murai method. Yeah, Jiro Murai is the father of Jin Shin Jitsu. And so we called our certification program and all the classes the Murai method. Yeah,
okay.
Because I just want to say also that, you know, it is a technique. And it's, at the same time, it's an art. It's a skillful creation, which makes it so beautiful. And for me, it became a lifetime study because it is a skillful creation. It's like you give a painter the brushes and a white canvas. They can create their own and whatever works for you. And that is just so wonderful also. It's not just a technique. So you can really have fun with it and explore and
amazing.
See what's...
And you can test it out. You know,
yes.
You can test it out. But you can there's things on your website that are very, very helpful. And but I suggest you get this book. I mean, if you're having things going on with you and the methods here in the States, you know, are not really doing the trick, and we know there's always side effects with almost everything you take. There's a side effect. You'll get a headache from this, but you'll help this. And you know what I'm saying? It offsets everything. There's always, it's like a plus and a minus. Yeah, it's going to help this injury, but then it's going to make me feel weird. You know?
Yeah, and you can do both also, because as you're taking medical treatment, you can also do this at the same time. I treat a lot of people who are on chemotherapy and radiation, and it just empowers them to make themselves feel better and keep their immune system up and keep their blood counts up and get rid of their nausea. So it's very empowering to be able to help yourself, really.
And actually, Alexis, if you start this and your body is in a pretty good healthy state, you can keep it healthy.
Yes,
you
very
know,
important.
You really, yes. You know, I've been kind of telling everybody that a busy mind is a healthy mind. I do that all the time because I guess I'm so busy and I'm running and doing all of these things. And what's really funny is I was with my son this one day, and Sunday, we were in the grocery store, and I said to him, you know, I figured something out. And he said, what? Because he can't multitask to save his soul at all. Mm-hmm. And I said, I cannot just focus on one thing. I don't know how. He said, what are you talking about? I said, I'm telling you, I have to be focusing on a minimum of three at least. And when I've got all these monitors, and I'm looking at everything. I can see everything. And it's like my brain kind of has to be wired right for me to function right. And he said, oh, you probably just get bored. I said, well, I don't think that's it at all. But this book, back to that, I kind of changed the subject a little bit, but this book is phenomenal. You are phenomenal what you've done. Now, how long have you had this institute? Is it been with you a long time? Or?
It's been with me for 3 years. The founder of the institute, Pamela Markarian-Smith, she founded it in the early 1990s. And she passed it along to me to continue her legacy. So I'm very happy and proud to do this. And one of my visions is to introduce it to the people because so few people have heard of it. And it's such a powerful, simple, effective healing modality that I think it should be known as is Reiki and yoga, and it's
I took yoga too. I was a great student. I did the breathing really fast. I'm probably a good little student for these kinds of things, you know. I could be like a little guinea pig.
I love yoga. It's wonderful.
Yes, and you know, I took it, and it was a big class. One teacher, and she started playing this music, and I had two friends with me, and I was on a mat in the center, and you know, I guess I started breathing. They could hear me breathing differently. And she walked over to me. I mean, it's like, and I'm explaining this to people, it's like you're in this state. You hear everything around you. It's like, it's called being at a level. You hear everything around you, but you don't really care because you are in this state of mind and your body that it's such a wonderful feeling that you really, oh, I hear them talking over there, but I'm not going to get into the conversation because I love the place where I'm at. My breathing was so loud, she had to tell everybody to be quiet. I mean, I heard her say that because they were talking, and she said, don't touch her. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
Isn't that a wonderful space?
And watch what she's doing. I was like her perfect little student the first week.
Yeah, that's a wonderful space to be in. And that's where healing takes place. And so we can all access that. I think people are more comfortable with that idea, don't you think?
I think so, too. I think people are getting away from a lot of the conventional methods because, you know, I mean, this, all you have to do is get the book and you can see. Or if they have the luxury of being in New York City, they can come. And I guess there's classes, or do you have an open registration? Or how do you do that? Say somebody's in New York City and they have... Can you have people come in for just because they have something going on with themselves and they can get treated that way just one time, or do they have to sign up for something? How does that work for you?
Well, both. We have a wellness center with four practitioners, including myself, so we're giving sessions. And then we also have a practice circle where people come to practice and they get a session. And I have a big active Facebook Live Facebook page as well called Jinshin Institute, and I do a lot of live videos there and teachings and body readings.
Oh, that's good to know. I'm going to have to go looking for that. I will. I will.
We have a study group. So I have a very active community. I have a very active community, and with classes, webinars, all kinds of things. So they can just contact us. Even at Jinshin.
Well, and like your webinars would actually, you could show people, okay, you know, I'm going to cover some different things that might be going on with you, and they can actually see what they need to do, because sometimes looking at a picture is not quite as well as a visual. Visual looking at stuff like, you know, watching somebody actually do that is really a wonderful way of showing people. And it sounds to me, like you are really a giving woman.
Thank you.
That's what I sense with you. I don't feel like you're materialistic. I feel like you're very spiritual, and that you're just out. You want to do some good things, and you want to make people feel better.
I do.
That's what I get from you right away, immediately.
Thank you.
I can hear it in your voice.
Thank you.
I do. If I ever get there, I've never been to New York City either.
Please do. Please come and visit me. Yes, for sure.
Well, you know, I would call you and say, Alexis, I'm going to be there.
Yes.
You'd say, oh, my God, get ready. New York City's never going to be the same. Natalie's on her way.
Yeah, please come.
I have a few friends there.
I have this
other gal that's there. And it would, you know, I would really love to be there and experience it, because then I could come back on the show and tell everybody I was there. This is what it's really like. So anybody that's listening from New York City, now whereabouts is it? Oh, I guess they could look on your website, right, to find out where it is?
Yeah, we're on the Upper East Side on 82nd Street. And for the people in New York, we have a big publication party September 19th. So if you are there, please contact us, and maybe, Natalie, you can come for that. Who knows, right?
Yeah, well, 19th. My ship has to come in, I guess, right? And, I have, You know, I have the wonderful opportunity every week to talk with beautiful people like yourself that have all these gifts that are sharing, and that's my passion. That's
wonderful.
Like doing my magazine. That's just something that I love, that I do the magazine monthly. And, of course, Sarah, who's wonderful. You know Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah, I mean, she fills my we call it my dance card. She fills my dance card with all my interviews, and basically it's her. And just a wonderful lady. And she puts these books in the mail. If I interview you, she puts a book in the mail. You need to see what this person is about. Isn't that beautiful? So,
yeah.
I mean, yes, I have
yeah.
thousands of books all over the place. But I'm very lucky because, in a way, that's how I get paid. I get paid because I get to view and have the book in my hands like yours. And when I'm talking to them, to the author, I can actually say, wow, I can see this. It's wonderful. I don't have to daydream about it. I don't have to go look it up on the internet. I've got the book. I think she's one of, well, there's two of them. Two of them that will do that. There's another one that will do it, but I always have to ask. But not Sarah.
So
yeah,
do you
she's
only...
got another one coming to me. She says, okay, I got this one for this one, and the book will be in the mail tomorrow. Just like that.
So what if you don't like it, then you won't interview if you don't?
Oh,
like
no. I interview everybody. I have never refused an interview yet. No, never.
Okay.
See, originally we had topics up until, was a year ago, February, and then I started back. I lost my co-host. She passed away, but then I wish I would have had this for her. I started back up in June doing interviews because I guess I had this idea to do a change-up. I call them change-ups. I always say God will give you a change-up sometimes if it's necessary, and you'll be thrown in another direction, but yet on the same path, just a little bit veer to the right or veer to the left. So it was obvious that I had to continue doing this, and I have wonderful people that I know that are publicists. Sometimes I'll get somebody who represents only one author. Sometimes I get somebody like a Sarah who has lots of them, and she knows what I'm about. We've talked on the phone, and I have not had a bad interview yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very blessed.
Wonderful.
I mean,
I've
never refused anybody. Never.
Yeah. That's important to
have. And I can talk to anybody. I mean, obviously, I'm talking to you, and I don't even know you, and I feel like I've known you for years. So it's a gift that
yes.
I have, and I'm lucky. I'm lucky I can do this, and it's
yeah.
It makes me feel good because I'm putting you out there. I'm letting everybody know about you and what
and
you
hopefully,
do, and
hopefully help some people also. Like I hope that
exactly.
your listeners are getting something out of it, like. Holding
right.
the finger and helping the entire
right.
body, which is,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, and, you know,
easy.
It's all recorded, so they can go back and listen to all the shows,
mm.
and they'll know, oh, she was
wonderful.
On 2 weeks ago. I'm going to listen to this because, and, you know, we put, well, I don't do it. It's Candy. She's listening right now. She does all the marketing. She's in the chat room. She's listening, and she does all the marketing on all of this, and she pushes it out. She'll do a little on Instagram. She'll do a little video
mm-hmm.
That people can listen to it after it's been recorded. I mean, it's beautiful.
Great. Okay.
It is. So like tomorrow or the next day, because I don't have another interview till next Wednesday, she'll put you out there again in this little video so that people can connect in any place. I mean, talk about modalities that are out there. I mean, the way
yeah.
you can be accessed anywhere now. And that's what's beautiful about it. You can click on this and get to this, and there you are. And Candy does all of that for me, and she just does such an
wonderful.
Ace job. Yeah. And then the gal who sets up all of my copy, you know, all the written material for me is Jackie. And she does. So I have a great team, you know. And
mm-hmm.
then I have one listener. Well, I know she's listening. She listens every week. She's, like, very devoted. And I never say her name, but she, I know she's listening, and because she always does. And she's, you know, they're like little champions. They're champions that I call them champions. They're those who just love what you do and help you, and they're guided by you. And I'm like sitting on top of a mountain when I do this. I really am. And I've got you up there with me. You're right there with me.
That's wonderful. Thank you. I feel honored.
Oh, yeah. We're having a good time with this. And I do want to promote your website again. It's of course it's www.jinshininstitute.com. Jinshin Institute. Did I say that right? Jinshin.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, perfect.
Awesome. And it's
thank you.
Jiu-Jitsu. Is it? Is that what it is?
Jinshin Jitsu. Yes.
Jitsu. Oh, there you go. See, already I picked it up already, and. And I've just loved this interview with you. Now, I want to ask
you
something. This was your first book, correct?
Yes. I'm writing two textbooks, two textbooks for when people want to become a practitioner. So they're almost finished. And that may be it. I put everything really in this one book, The Art of Jinshin. So I'm not really a writer in the sense that my passion is just the art, so that's why I put out this book.
Yeah, you don't need to be a writer. Just keep doing what you're doing. It's a beautiful thing. And look at everybody that's being helped by listening to the show. And like I said, they listen to the shows from last year for me. I mean, I get people that will email me, and I read this, and I mean, I found out that you interviewed this one, and they'll go and listen. And that's what's nice. I mean, I've got umpteen shows there because we used to do topics all the time. But now, of course, I've got people that I interview, and somebody new every week. So they can go back if they miss this and say, oh, I missed this. You know, no, you don't have to miss it. You just go to blogtalkradio.com/starscast, and there it is. And so now you have a full day tomorrow. I mean, are you really busy tomorrow?
I am, and I have a lot of projects going on. We have another location that's opening with our new offices. So, you know, yes, we have a lot going on.
Now, is that in New York City also?
Yes, yeah, it's just a bit more uptown, yes. And that's where the publication party will be.
Okay.
Yes,
I just had a thought. You know, my daughter-in-law's birthday is on December 28th. And my son, the only thing is it's always cold at that time in New York, isn't it, in December?
Yes, but it's still pretty nice. I mean, it's not hot, but it's usually a good time of year.
He said to me, well, maybe we should take her there as a surprise. I said, well, I'm in South Carolina. I like my warm weather, you know. And he said, well, maybe it'll work out, but the weather is really nice. If I get there, I'm going to call you and tell you I am coming.
Yes, for
sure.
I would love to meet you.
I have to see this with my eyes. I have to.
You have to experience it.
There's a few people there. Yes, but it would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Yes, please do come.
You know I will, and I got your phone numbers. It's all over now. I got your numbers.
I guess you do.
But anyways, I enjoyed this. I'm sorry we started late. But nonetheless, I think we had a wonderful time. Everybody got to know about all this, and they learned about if you have a bad thumb, it's the joint. It's not the thumb, it's the joint. And, you know, I'm looking at my finger, and I think I actually broke it a really long time ago, but it was never fixed. And so but it might be from the joint. It's actually bent, you know, I have pretty hands. They're very dainty, except for that thumb. And I thought about it. I thought, you know, I bet you any money somewhere along the way you broke this, but you didn't really know, it never bothered me. But now it's just that thumb down by the joint. But now I know what to do with it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna work on this.
Yes, and you can definitely help it for sure.
Yes, I will. Well, thank you again. You have an awesome evening.
Thank you.
And is it still raining there? I think it stopped here. Of course, it's pretty dark here. It's probably dark there too, right?
New York is tough. It keeps raining. When it's hot, it's hot. When it's raining, it's raining. It's like 100%.
It never stops, right? Well,
yes.
You know, this here, you can get this really major storm, and then once it blows out of here, the sun is shining. I mean, it's like hilarious. It's like you stepped into a different city.
I was in North Carolina this weekend. I was there.
You were?
Carolina. Yes. Beautiful. I love the Carolinas.
Oh, Carolina mornings. You cannot beat them. Yeah, they're between 75 and 80. I mean, if it's warmer than that, you know it's going to be the heat index is we're going to be near 100. But it stays like this, beautiful weather, till November. Now, last year, the only weather that it got, only month it got kind of cool, if you want to call it cool, was January. Because by the time March comes, the flowers are blooming. That's no joke. We really, I mean, it's really pretty here. I'm from Michigan originally.
And
that's the land of ice and snow to me. I had to go back there once.
Carolina
but
is friendly.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful here. It is. All right, have a great evening.
Nice
you're wonderful, and I love talking to you, and hopefully I'll get to see you.
Yes.
And I've got your book now so I can start utilizing all the techniques that you have in here. And please go to her website again. That's JINSHIMInstitute.com. Look up everything that's there. Go to Amazon.com and get The Art of Jinshin. And she's Alexis Brink, and you're going to love the feel of this book, I'm telling you. You're going to want to keep it with you right by your side. I have it in my now it's with me at my desk, but I always keep it in the living room on my end table. And because just touching it, see, that's important to me, that feel of that book. Whoever chose the cover.
Yes,
did you choose the cover and the way it feels? Was that your idea?
They did a really good job with the texture of this cover. Everybody's commenting on that. So,
please. Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just, and it makes sense to have something like that that feels good because that book is all about feeling good.
Feeling good. That's right.
Yeah, and see, the outside of the book makes you feel good. Because it's a nice feeling when you touch it.
Yeah. Thank you.
It really is. Thank you again. You're wonderful. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to contact Sarah, and I'm going to have her get me something from you. I don't know exactly what, because I'd like to put something in my next issue of my September issue in my e-zine. And I like to always keep promoting everybody, even though sometimes you never talk to somebody again. But I just have this wonderful connection with you. And I don't want to let it go. I don't want to let it go. So
you'll come visit me in New York, Natalie.
Yes,
I see you here.
That would be wonderful. I have an Italian friend there. Oh my God, she said I'll be yelling up and down the street. I said, well, don't be doing that. You know, she's a client on my other site, and I've known her for 20 years. I said, you don't want to be doing that. She says, I'm just going to let everybody know Natalie is here. It's not going to be the same. You're going to see. I mean, she's just like talk about a little champion. She is, you know. But yeah. So, anyways, okay. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
And everybody that's been listening, thank you. I'm sorry we started late, but it was a wonderful hour with Alexis Brink. And go to my magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com, and, of course, my other site that stars with a Z, psychics.com. And you can also go to planetstars.com. That's the hub of all the sites that I have. I have three of them. And all the things that we offer there are there. And your Facebook page is called, again, Alexis, what is it?
It's Jinshin Institute. It's a page on Facebook.
All right, go there, and you'll see the things that she has. She has some live stuff that goes on. I'm going to go there as soon as I hang up and friend it, and she's going to know it's me.
Yep, yes, please do.
She's going to accept it. Yes, that's not me. I know her. I just talked to her.
Thank you.
Okay, so, you know what? Started off as a little bit of a mess of the beginning here. In the beginning, has ended beautifully, and I'm very, very happy. And so everybody have a great evening. And as I always end the show, believe in things you cannot see; they really are there. Good night, Alexis. I love you.
Good night.
You're wonderful. Good night, Candy. Thank you. Bye bye.